In the crypto space, Commodity Futures Trading Commission Chair Rosslyn Benham looking to make a fresh appeal to lawmakers that the agency, the CFTC, should be the one supervising crypto spot markets. And some voices from the CFTC of former's past are now chiming in on the debate as well. Yahoo Finance's David Hollerith spoke with the former head of the agency, Chris Giancarlo, about the best way forward on crypto. A little bit of an alphabet soup of regulators trying to get into the space, David. What did Giancarlo say about the matter?
Yeah, Brian, so the Commodities and Futures Commission trades or regulates commodities and futures contracts. Now, there's a little bit of question with cryptocurrency as it has a lot of derivatives in the market that it influences the price. But the actual spot market, it sort of remains in question depending on what the cryptocurrency's classification is. And I spoke with Giancarlo, and he sort of made the case for why it would make sense for the CFTC to sort of oversee the crypto commodities spot trading market, if that makes sense. So I'll toss to the clip.
We have a couple of sort of fundamental divides in our federal regulatory system for financial markets. One of those divides is that the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission, regulates securities, which are capital formation instruments. And the CFTC regulates derivatives, which are risk transfer, risk allocation instruments, the risks of commodity prices going up and down, for example. That's one of the fundamental divides. In the SEC's jurisdiction, they have traditionally had oversight over both derivative markets on securities, but also what we call spot markets. That's the physical delivery market of a security. You want to buy a share of Microsoft, you buy it, it arrives in a day or so, or at least it goes to your holding agency. That is a spot transaction. Now, for historical reasons, the CFTC has overseen only futures markets, that's forward or future delivery of commodities, but not the spot market. And the reason, it may sound strange, but if you think about it, it makes sense. The CFTC oversees gold futures, but not the trading every day of gold. Otherwise, it would have to oversee jewelry shops across the country. It oversees oil futures, but it doesn't oversee gas stations across the country. It oversees wheat futures, but doesn't oversee grain elevators across the country. Those retail markets have traditionally been overseen by state agencies, state laws, and state commerce. That's a traditional divide. Now, what's unique here is along comes crypto, and it trades both in derivatives and it trades in spot markets. And if it's a security-based crypto, then the SEC has jurisdiction over both the spot and the derivative market. But if it's a commodity-based crypto, which is both the two biggest ones, Bitcoin and Ethereum, almost 60% of the crypto market falls under CFTC jurisdiction. The CFTC only has authority in the derivative markets, the futures markets, but not in the spot markets. And so there's a gap. There's a regulatory gap. 60% of the crypto market, when it trades in spot, is not overseen by a federal regulator. And that's one of the points in my 8-point program that I propose for Congress to address by giving the CFTC authority over spot transactions in commodity cryptos, which is effectively Bitcoin and Ethereum, the two most widely traded crypto instruments here in the United States.
And yeah, to get into that more, can you just sort of explain how would this create more efficiency in the market?
Well, it would bring federal regulation to that marketplace. And we have found that there's one of the reasons why American securities, American derivatives, American financial markets are the world's deepest, most liquid, most well-used, most patronized is because of effective federal regulation, smart regulation. I'm very proud of the work done by the CFTC, an agency I had the honor to serve as chairman, of its smart approach to regulation. In fact, it was the CFTC amongst all the world's financial regulators that first greenlighted the creation of a regulated derivative market for Bitcoin and Ethereum, markets that function very well. So bringing the CFTC's smart oversight to the spot market, I believe would actually enable that market to accommodate a broader range of participants and therefore make it a deeper and more liquid market.
Yeah, and I'm curious about how this would be enacted. It sounds like it would be Congress. But could you sort of talk more also about how this would sort of open the market to more participants?
Yeah, so, you know, many American institutional participants cannot engage in markets that don't have effective regulation. And we see in the Bitcoin and Ethereum spot markets, primarily retail investors, there's not a large component of institutional investors alongside them, traditional institutions, American insurance companies and pension funds, hedge funds and the like. This would allow those participants to engage in those retail markets because those markets would have a well-established federal regulator overseeing those markets and looking after things like consumer protection and adequate funding and protections against fraud and manipulation of those markets.
Right. And also in your proposal, you mentioned SROs or self-regulating organizations. This is sort of like a private sector regulating body. Could you sort of explain what that would mean? Coinbase, the cryptocurrency exchange, has made a similar proposal, but what would something like that actually look like? Has that ever happened before in U.S. financial markets?
Well, in fact, all of our U.S. existing legacy financial markets have self-regulation. In the futures markets that I know well from my time at the CFTC, self-regulation goes back to the 1850s, long before federal regulation came about in the 1930s, and continues to this day. And our futures markets are the world standard. They are the deepest and most liquid. And I think there's a connection between effective self-regulation alongside effective federal regulation that makes our markets so dominant globally. The same applies in our equities markets. People think about the SEC, but they also need to think about FINRA, the financial industry self-regulatory organization that oversees a lot of activities in the equities markets and in the bond markets. So we have a long history, a long successful history in the United States of having self-regulation alongside federal and in some cases alongside state regulation that works very effectively. And the proof is in the pudding. No other country, not Europe, not Britain, not in Asia, have securities and futures markets of the size, the magnitude, the depth, the liquidity, the creativity of our American financial markets. And I believe firmly that there's a relationship, there's a cause and effect between self-regulation and the success of those markets. And we'd want to have the same impact in crypto as well.
So, Brian, a little more color there in terms of how the CFTC could fit into this mix of, you know, federal agencies sort of looking to get involved or more tightly regulate the sector. Obviously, there's a lot of question here, especially given the fact that the Securities and Exchange Commission is sort of want to control most of the asset class in terms of how it's regulated, given that, you know, periodically through written testimonies and hearings, we've heard members of the SEC commissioners just bring up the fact that most cryptocurrencies are deemed securities. But again, Bitcoin and Ethereum seemingly, they make up about 60% of cryptocurrencies, of the total cryptocurrency market. So this would be a pretty big move.
Yeah, a pretty substantial move for sure. I mean, David, this is really interesting because this is effectively an intra argument within the regulators in DC over who has jurisdiction over regulating what. So it sounds like regardless of where you land on whether or not you want it to be the SEC or the CFTC, the real answer is going to come from Congress. So is there any kind of suggestion that Congress is leaning one way or the other in terms of who to, in the law, delegate these responsibilities to?
You know, Brian, I do not have a clear idea of what's happening in Congress. There's a lot of jockeying that's going on. I think one thing that's worth pointing out is, you know, there's been talk about like a very strong move to cryptocurrency industry lobbying efforts. And you know, over the past year in 2021, those efforts amounted to $4.9 million. But, you know, I'll point out that that's still very small compared to how, you know, more mature sectors put lobbying expenditures towards Washington. I think especially given the fact that, what was it back in November, we saw a DAO, decentralized autonomous organization, essentially raise almost $50 million overnight. I mean, so I don't really know what's going on here, but I think that I think there's a lot of question about what will be decided in Congress. And, you know, that's going to really come, that's really going to play out this year.
A lobbying DAO, perhaps. I'm sure that probably exists somewhere.